For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Hi, it's the Reading Bug, here to tell you that today's episode is brought to you by our Reading Bug Box subscription. During these stay-at-home times, we want to make sure that you have the very best books and activities to keep kids engaged in learning, while also having fun. Every box is perfectly personalized by age, interest, and reading level. And you can subscribe right now at readingbugbox.com. We're also making available one-time care packages from our bookstore, available at TheReadingBug.com/care, and shipping anywhere in the U.S. Thanks for your support!
Hi, reader. Welcome back for part two of our race car adventure. Part one was released earlier, so be sure to listen so you're all caught up. Reading Bug Adventures is written, performed, and produced by the team at The Reading Bug, our family-owned independent bookstore. If things sound a little different in this episode, that's because they are. Like many of you, we're adjusting to some difficult changes, and we're separated from many of our friends and family that help make our podcast in order to keep them and ourselves healthy. But thanks to great companies and technologies, we're still able to make new episodes of Reading Bug Adventures like this one. We recorded this entire episode from our home using a website called Zencastr, who graciously lifted their recording limits for everyone through June so that podcasters like us can continue to record while staying healthy and safe. Thanks, Zencastr. And thanks to Resonate Recordings, who mixes and masters all of our podcast episodes. And to our sponsors, and all of you, of course. Thank you and hello to our newest patrons, Zinni and Esme from Oregon, and to Collins Barbeau. You're part of what makes Reading Bug Adventures podcast possible. To become a patron and support our work, visit patreon.com/readingbugadventures. I also want to say a special extra hello to our friend Atlas, who's a huge Reading Bug Adventures fan. While our bookstore is temporarily closed, we're still shipping special orders and care packages through our website at thereadingbug.com. And we're also still shipping our Reading Bug Box subscription boxes ordered from readingbugbox.com. Before we get back to our adventure together, do you remember what happened last time, reader? That's right. We made our way to the Japan 300 Indy Car Race in 2008, the year that Danica Patrick becomes the first ever female race car driver to win an Indy Car Race. We met Danica's pit engineer, Kyle, joined the pit crew, and even spoke to Danica through the helmet radios we're wearing. Do you think she can come from behind and win that race today? Let's go find out. Are you ready to continue our adventure and see what happens next? Me too. So what are we waiting for? On the count of three, let's all imagine ourselves back on our adventure together. Ready? One, two, three, let's fly!
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Reader, you're back. It's so good to see you again. And the Reading Bug and I are really glad you've returned to finish our adventure together. We're at the Twin Ring Motegi Racetrack in Japan, watching the Japan 300, an Indy car race.
Not just any Indy car race, Lauren. My magic book bag zipped us back to 2008, the year Danica Patrick becomes the first woman ever to win an Indy car competition. No other woman has won since then. Yet.
You're right, Reading Bug. It's a very special race to be a part of, for sure. But I'm not certain you've got your dates right. Could this really be the race that Danica Patrick wins? The race is 200 laps around the track, and Danica just completed lap 150. But she hasn't gotten much closer to the front of the race. She's in fifth place now, with only 50 laps to go. Some of the other cars have been ahead of her the entire time. Oh, and my voice probably sounds a little funny too, doesn't it, reader? That's because we're all wearing helmets with radios inside them that allow us to talk to each other over the loud noise of the race cars. We're here with our new friend Kyle, who's Danica's pit crew engineer, and the rest of Danica's pit crew, and we're helping keep Danica's car fueled and running fast, and giving her encouragement, of course. But I'm not sure she's going to be able to get in front of those other speedy cars.
Here we go. Danica will be coming in the pit again in just a second. Everyone, get ready. I want to pack in the fuel this time. Top it off to the very top. Here she comes. Oh, and it looks like Carpenter and Helio are coming in for pit stops, too. They're trying the same strategy that we are. Oh, someone's going to end up running on fumes at the end of this race. I just hope it's not us. Go, go, go!
Look, Reader, the four pit crew members are changing Danica's car's wheels again. And the man in the middle, right next to where Danica sits, is refueling the car with that big hose.
Great work! Nice and fast. Great work, everyone. That's as full as that tank gets. Let's just hope it lasts long enough. Now she just needs to have a nice restart once the course caution is lifted. If Danica runs the rest of this race right, that will have been her last pit.
Her last pit?
That's right. She and I decided to make a hard run at first place today. We're going to fill her tank now and let her drive until she crosses the finish line. Other cars will need more fuel, which will slow them down and give her a few key seconds to get past them. But she'll need to use her fuel wisely. 50 laps is about as far as you can go on a full tank. If she doesn't conserve the gas in her tank, she'll sputter out before the race is finished.
Sputter out? You mean she could run out of gas before she finishes?
That's right. But Danica's a smart driver. She'll need just the right balance of speed, patience, and confidence to get herself in front of those other drivers.
Kind of like the tortoise and the hare.
Huh?
The tortoise and the hare. It's a fable about a speedy hare and a slow and steady tortoise.
Oh, yuck. It's kind of like that, isn't it, Reading Bug? The hare was the fastest animal in the forest, and he challenged anyone to try and beat him in a race. One day, a tortoise said that she would race him. Laughing, the hare told her there was no way she could beat him. The tortoise was too young, too slow, too small, and a girl to boot, after all. When a wise old owl warned the hare, pride comes before a fall. The hare laughed it off, and he agreed to race the tortoise. And when the owl waved the green flag to begin the race, the hare bounded off, leaping high into the sky.
Right! Let me finish it. Before long, the hare had left the tortoise so far behind that all the tortoise could see were the soles of the hare's big feet, far in front of him. Because the tortoise was so far behind, the hare ate a snack and decided to take a little nap. But while the hare was sleeping, the tortoise kept right on going, found her opportunity, and passed the hare, winning the race.
Ha ha! Yeah, it is kind of like that. Our tortoise strategy. Danica will keep going even when the other cars are running out of gas. And when they least expect it, she'll pass them. I like it.
You know, reading about race cars, I thought racing was all about going as fast as you can. But there's a lot more to it, isn't there?
There sure is.
Wow! We've got a really great view of the race here, right down next to the cars on pit road. But I wish there was something more we could do to help Danica take the lead. I wish I could be right there with her, driving the car.
Reading Bug, those cars are going really, really fast. It's extremely dangerous to drive a car in a race like this. And the pit stops are less than 15 seconds, which is not nearly enough time to jump into a car. I think we're much better off cheering Danica from pit road. If you're right, we're about to witness history.
Yeah, from the sidelines.
Reading Bug, even if there's a way for you to get to the car, Indy cars only have one seat for the race car driver. Just enjoy the race. Danica needs all the support we can muster to help her finish the race on this one tank of gas.
You know, there may be a way for us to get into that car.
Reading Bug? No way! I already told you!
Morin, Reader, my magic book bag takes us to any time or place we can imagine, right? Why couldn't it take us inside Danica's car with her?
That would be really risky, Reading Bug. But even if we did it, there's no room for us.
Unless? Well, I'm a bug. I could fit no problem. And you could fit too, if you shrink to my size. Just like we did when we visited the bugs in the garden on our garden adventure.
I don't know, Reading Bug. It sounds really dangerous.
Come on, Lauren. We've got to do this. Danica needs our help, or she'll never win the race. I think we should go. We can tell her all about how the tortoise beats the hare.
But, Reading Bug, if we don't land exactly right, we could get run over by a powerful race car and smushed flat.
Yeah, but if we don't help Danica, she may never win and become the first and only woman to win an IndyCar race. Plus, it will be really, really cool to drive in a race car, won't it, Reader? I think we should do it. Magic Book Bag, don't be slow. We've really got to go, go, go. Carry us to Danica's side and prepare us for a speedy ride.
Oh, my. Reader, look. The Reading Bug's book bag is growing bigger and bigger. She's really going to do this, isn't she? Reading Bug, I'm not sure we're ready for this dangerous trip. Are we, Reader?
We've got the fire suits, the gloves, and the helmets. This is as ready as we'll ever be. So I'm going. If you're planning on joining me, let's all hop 3 times and into the book bag.
Reader, do you think we should?
1 hop.
It could be really dangerous.
2 hops.
But Danica might need our help and encouragement to win the race.
3 hops.
Okay, we'll do it, Reading Bug. Wait for us.
And we're in!
Whoa! Hold on, Reader! We're traveling really, really fast! And something else is happening, too. My whole body is tingling and my skin feels like it's getting tighter and tighter and tighter! We must be shrinking down to bug size just like the Reading Bug said. It's working! We're getting smaller and smaller. Small enough to fit inside the IndyCar cockpit with Danica. And look! We're heading right for Danica's car! Hold on. Here we go, go, go!
What a ride! Do you think we made it? Here, Reading Bug, I brought you a helmet so you can talk to us. Put it on. Wow, you're as big as I am!
Nope, you're as small as me. Quickly, let's get out of the bag. Follow me.
Danica, what was that? You were slow on the restart and Helio and Carpenter just passed you. You're in 7th place now. Remember, we're trying to win this thing, not slip further behind.
I know. Sorry about that. I was trying to save fuel like we agreed, but I was a little too conservative. I don't know if this is going to work.
Come on, let's go. No time to delay. She needs our help. Follow me.
Okay, Reader. You first. Wow, look. We're inside the cockpit of Danica's race car. We're down below the opening that Danica looks out of, near Danica's lap. I can see a steering wheel and lots of dials and lights behind it. And look up! There's Danica! Well, her helmet, anyway. I can't see her face behind the visor on the front of her helmet.
Danica! Danica, down here! We've got to tell you!
Whoa! What in the world? Oh, no!
Hold on! The car is swerving! Whoa!
Danica! Danica! Calm down and keep driving. We're here to help. I'm the Reading Bug, and this is Lauren and our reader friend. Just keep your eyes on the road and focus on winning.
Danica, what was that? Try not to crash. We're getting close to the end of the race.
Hey, Kyle, sorry. It's just that never mind. You'd never believe it.
Keep your eyes and focus on the road, Danica.
Just keep up with the pack, okay? That way you'll be able to make your move when the time's right.
I know.
You've got this. Today's the day a female driver wins an IndyCar race. I'm sure of it. Just go, girl, go!
I wish I believed it as much as you did, Kyle.
That's exactly why we're here, Danica. You've got to believe, just like the tortoise.
Tortoise?
Yeah. Slow and steady wins the race.
Well, I've got the slow part going for me today. Look, now I'm in 8th place.
No. You've got to hang in there and wait for your chance. Going fast is fine, but at the end of the tortoise and the hare fable, the wise owl says something really important. He says, winners don't just brag about their lightning pace. They know it takes hard work to win a race.
That's right. You and your crew have put a lot of hard work in, haven't you, Danica? A lot. I've been racing cars since I was 10 years old.
That's right. I remember I read that in Becoming a Pro Auto Racer by Dean Miller. You started racing in go-karts, right?
Go-karts? Yeah, a go-kart is a very small, one-person, open-wheel car with a motor.
Go-karts come in all shapes and sizes, and people of all ages, including children, drive and race go-karts. There's even a World Karting Association that sponsors go-kart races all over the world.
Children can race in go-karts? I didn't think that anyone could even get a driver's license until they were 16 years old.
way before kids get driver's license to drive on public streets, they can drive cars on racetracks. In order to drive on racetracks, the driver has to join a national organization like the United States Auto Club, as well as the local track.
When I was 11, I started competing in World Karting Association events, and I won my first national points championship when I was 12. Then, when I was just 14, I started to race big, powerful, and extremely fast cars like this one. And I started racing an IndyCar in 2004 when I was 22. Like I said, I've been practicing a long, long time.
Then I think it's time to win an IndyCar race today, don't you?
Go, girl, go! Go, girl, go! Go, girl, go! Go, girl, go!
This is your time, let your confidence shine. Use your heart and your head, speed to the finish line. It's time to take the lead and pick up speed. Break away from the pack till the end of the track. Go, girl, go! This girl can win it, your whole heart is in it. There's no turning back, just follow the track. Show you're a star, now race that car. Go, girl, go! 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 You're a pro, let it show, let the whole world know. This girl can win it, your whole heart is in it. Step on the gas, just finish the task. Shift into gear, I feel it, this is your year. Go, 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 go.
Of confidence I needed. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, reader. Thank you, reading bug. But, you know, my dad always told me, don't be the best girl, be the best driver. And that has always stuck with me. So today, I'm going to be the best driver on this track. It's time to fly. We're in ninth place now, but I'm ready to make my move.
The moment you doubt whether you can fly, you cease to be able to fly forever. That's something that Peter Pan tells Wendy. And it's the moral of the tortoise and the hare, too. The tortoise never doubted that she had a chance to win the race. She kept on going, and when she saw the chance, she took it. Just like you're going to do, Danica. I just know it.
Yeah, Danica, if you keep going, you'll find your chance. You've got 8 cars in front of you.
And just 17 laps until the finish line.
Right. But right now, your one and only job is to figure out how to pass the car that is right there in front of you.
The red car. Right. Number 6. I've seen him before, and his car really slows down on the curves. He also likes to take the second curve of the track high. Why don't we see if we can pass him this time round? It's not going to be easy, because I'll need to pick up some speed without wasting too much fuel. But we'll give it a shot. I think I can take him. Ready? Reader? Lauren? Bud? You're going to want to hold on tight. I don't want anyone flying out of the cockpit.
Reader, reading bug, hold on tight, just like Danica said. We're going to take this turn really, really fast. Go, go, go! Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Ha! Passed him!
Great work, Danica. We're flying, literally. I think the car may have left the ground on that turn. Wowee! But we made it, and that's what matters.
Great job! You're in 8th place now, so it's time to focus on passing one more car.
Yes! Number 7, another red car. I'm coming for you.
Danica, keep it steady, not too much gas. You won't stand a chance if you need to pit again. You've got to finish the race on this tank.
Right, right. Thanks, Kyle.
11 more laps, plenty of time.
11 laps doesn't feel like plenty of time, Kyle. The race is almost over, and we're only in 8th place.
Sure, but Danica's last pit was 40 laps ago. Most of the other racers pitted closer to 50 laps ago. That means that all of them will need to pit if they want to stay in the competition. And even if it's a splash and go, that'll be Danica's chance to beat them.
Splash and go?
That means a super fast pit stop for just a bit more fuel. Enough to finish the race with.
Someone's got to blink any minute now and head into the pit for a stop. Ha! Danica, look! Hunter Ray in the number 17 car is heading in now. It's working, just like we thought it would.
That means you're in 7th place now, Danica. How many more laps?
Just 8 more.
How's the fuel, Danica?
It's going to be tight, Kyle.
Okay, don't push too hard. Save your fuel for a push at the very end and let the other drivers pit or sputter out. Someone is going to need to blink first. Trust me and trust yourself.
Danica, you can do this.
Hey, now Manning's coming into pit 2. You're in 6, Danica. 7 more laps to go.
But Kyle, Dixon, Carpenter, Kanaan, and Helio are still in front of me. And they've been leading the pack this entire race. Helio and Dixon have been trading off the lead spot. No one's been able to get near them. Even if I conserve fuel, it may be too late to catch them. What if I just speed up a little and try to get past one or two of them?
Then you'll need more fuel and you'll be knocked out of the winner's circle for sure. You've been training for this your whole life. Stick to the plan, Danica.
Danica, remember, winners know it takes hard work to win a race. You're just as good, maybe even better than any of those other drivers. You're strong, courageous, talented, and smart. And you can win if you go, girl, go.
Go, girl, go. Go, girl, go. Go. Shine, use your heart and your head, speed to the finish line. It's time to take the lead and pick up speed. Break away from the pack till the end of the track. Go, girl, go! 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 You're a pro, let it show, let the whole world know. This girl can win it, your whole heart is in it. There's no turning back, just follow the track. Show you're a star, now race that car. Go, girl, go! 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 You're a pro, let it show. This girl can win it, your whole heart is in it. Step on the gas, just finish the task. Shift into gear, I feel it, this is your year. Go, 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 go.
Danica, you're not going to believe this, but Carpenter is coming into pit.
But he pitted at the same time I did.
I know, but he clearly wasn't able to conserve fuel like you have. And now, oh, Dixon, he's coming in too. You're in 4th place.
Yeah! Wow!
But 4th isn't good enough. I'm here to win this race.
Well, you're a whole lot closer, because look who's heading into pit road now. Weldon and Kanaan.
Danica, do you know what this means?
What?
You're not in 4th place anymore. You're in 2nd.
3 more laps to go and just one more racer to beat. Danica, you got this!
It's Helio Castroneves in front of us.
That's another one of the racers who pitted at the same time you did, isn't it, Danica?
That's right. He's playing the same game we are, trying to hold on to enough fuel to finish this race.
Kyle, I can't believe this, but look. Helio is throttling back.
Throttling back? What does that mean?
It means he's slowing down. He must not think he can make it to the end of this race unless he pulls back and saves his fuel. Even though he's in first place, he can't go as fast as he wants.
But Danica, doesn't that mean you can...
pass him? Yeah!
Well then, what are you waiting for? Let's put the pedal to the metal and win this race!
Oh no!
What's that?
It's the fuel. We're low.
Danica, what's going on? Everything okay?
The fuel is low, Kyle. Too low. I'm going to need to pit in order to finish this race. Maybe if it's a quick splash and go, I can still finish in the top 10. Maybe even top 5. Better than sputtering out, though, right? I think my dreams of a win are over.
Danica, it's your race and your call. But are you sure you can't finish without stopping for more gas? Helio is slowing down. You just need to pass him and keep running for 2 more laps. You deserve this win. And I think your years and years of hard work and training can get you past that checkered flag in first. The entire pit crew and I believe you can do it.
So do we. Right, Reader?
But if you're going to pull this off, you'll need to believe in yourself, too.
Remember, the moment you doubt whether you can fly, you cease to be able to fly forever.
You're right, Reading Bug. Hold on tight. Let's fly.
Whoa! Go, girl, go!
Helio, I'm coming for you.
Danica, you passed him. You're in first place. Just 2 laps to go and you'll win it.
What's happening? I can't see.
We're winning this race, that's what. A win after years and years of hard work for all the women racers who came before and all those who will come after me.
But what about the fuel?
It'll take us over the finish line, I'm sure of it. I've been driving all kinds of cars for more than half my life. I know from the sound of the engine that we can make it.
Now this is the way I love to race. Faster and faster, setting the pace. We're speeding so fast that no one can catch us, and no one can pass.
You're right about that. Helio's eating my dust, and the white flag is waving.
What does a white flag mean?
It means one more lap to go, then into the history book.
As the first woman to ever win an IndyCar race.
I want to be remembered as a great race car driver with terrific accomplishments, and not just as a girl driver. Women have covered impressive distances, but they still face unexpected hurdles or extra scrutiny. Throughout it all, you have to remember to stay true to yourself and what you believe, and use those who discourage you as motivation to become better.
Danica, I know that's how you'll be remembered long after you've retired from racing cars, and as an inspiration to girls and boys everywhere.
Look up ahead, Danica. The checkered flag. It's waving for you. Congratulations! You did it!
Danica! You did it! You won the race!
Amazing! And we got to ride the winning car across the finish line. Right, Reader?
Danica, we're so proud of you!
Go, girl, go! What an incredible race!
Well, you could say I had some tiny voices in my ear giving me the confidence I needed today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Danica Patrick has just won the 2008 Japan 300. Following less than 6 seconds behind her is Helio Castaneves. Third place goes to Scott Dixon, and Dan Weldon comes in fourth. Danica's win today is historic. She is the first woman in history to win an IndyCar race. Congratulations to Danica Patrick, her pit crew, and her sponsors.
Lauren, Reader, Reading Bug, my pit crew is waiting to celebrate with me, but before I go, thank you for all your encouragement. I don't know how or why you ended up riding along with me today, but I sure am glad you did. Why don't you stick around and join us for the celebration? You'll probably want to make yourself bigger, of course.
Thank you so much, Danica. You helped me fulfill a dream today, too. Riding along with you was a wish come true.
It sure was. And as much as we'd love to celebrate with you, we really do need to get home. We'll never forget racing with you today.
Okay, then. I'm wishing you a safe and speedy trip home. Thank you. Uh-oh, here comes the crew.
Go, girl, go! Go, girl, go! Go, girl, go!
That's right. Go, girl, go. Great job, Danica. And now it's time for us to go, go, go as well. Isn't it, Reader? Quickly, everyone into the book bag with me. One hop. 2 hops, 3 hops, and we're in!
We've had a big adventure within our
book bag, and I think we saved the day. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, book bag. Now it's time to fly away.
Look, Danica, her pit crew and her race car and the racetrack and all the cheering fans are disappearing as we race back home together at the end of this incredible adventure.
It sure was incredible. I'll never forget the thrill of driving so fast, passing other drivers, and winning the race.
Or of seeing Danica Patrick realize her dream of becoming the first woman to win an Indy car race.
And that wasn't the only first for Danica in her career. I read in Becoming a Pro Auto Racer that after the 2008 Japan 300, Danica set a record for the best finish by woman in the famous Indianapolis 500, coming in third in 2009. She competed in IndyCar racing for 7 years, recording 6 top 10 finishes. She also raced in NASCAR and became the first woman to win the pole position, the first position in the start of a NASCAR race that's given to the driver with the fastest qualifying time, in the Dayton 500 in 2013. She spent 5 full seasons in NASCAR's top circuit before she retired from racing in 2018. In total, Danica retired having competed in more than 365 races, with 14 top 10 finishes, 7 podium finishes, and 5 pole position wins. Because of incredible role models like Janet Guthrie and Danica Patrick, no one questions that women can compete against male race car drivers.
What a privilege for us to get to meet her today. Thanks for the amazing adventure, Reading Bug. I'm going to draw a picture of us winning the race in Danica's race car when we get back.
Great idea! I think I'll draw a picture of the pit crew quickly changing Danica's car tires and filling her tank with gas. What will you draw, reader? If you enjoyed today's adventure as much as I did and want to read more about Danica Patrick racing and race cars, you can read any of the books in my book bag. I have a complete list for you at readingbugadventures.com.
We made it back home, and in record time, too. I guess a bit of that Danica Patrick speed must have rubbed off on us today. You did an amazing job, reader, encouraging Danica all the way across the finish line. Thank you for all your help.
When you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could write a book or fly a plane. Build a house with a giant crane. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can see it through just by being you. Cause you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could sing your way into a Broadway show. Don't let anyone tell you no. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can make your dreams come true just by being you.
What an adventure! Thanks for the help today, reader. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share more adventures with you soon. Until then, though, I'm afraid we have to say goodbye.
That's right. But we'll play coloring music in just a few seconds for you to color to. I'd love to see what you draw today. If you can, please share it with me on social media or through thereadingbug.com. We'll see you again really soon.
That's right. Bye-bye.
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Thank you for joining our adventure today. I'll begin playing coloring music in just a minute. And while you get ready to color some beautiful illustrations of all the things we saw and did on our adventure today, I have a few people to thank. Today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures is sponsored by Scholastic, the world's largest publisher and distributor of children's books, connecting educators and families through accessibility, engagement, and expertise.
That's right! And today, we're featuring a new Scholastic title by New York Times bestselling author Cody Keplinger, Lila and Hadley.
It's a wonderful book, and we're thrilled to recommend it to all of our listeners.
It sure is! I've been reading so many diverse books lately, But don't you think children's books need more representation for kids who might be different or going through difficult changes?
I sure do, Reading Bug. And Lila and Hadley does such a great job. In the book, Hadley is very angry about a lot of things. Her mom is going to jail, so she has to move in with her older sister, and they haven't spoken in 5 years. She's also had to leave her friends and school behind, and she's going blind.
And Lila is an abandoned dog who spends her days quietly lying around at the local rescue. She doesn't listen to directions, play with other dogs, or show any interest in people, until she meets Hadley.
It's a wonderful story about discovering true friendship, finding home, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
Lila and Hadley by New York Times bestselling author Cody Keplinger is recommended for ages 8 to 12.
And you can get it at thereadingbug.com or your local independent bookstore. A big thank you to Scholastic for their support. And thanks to all of our individual sponsors as well. If you're interested in becoming a patron, please visit our page at patreon.com. Thank you for listening to Reading Bug Adventures. I'm Lauren Savage, and today's adventure was an original story written by Diane and Brandon Savage. This episode was performed by me, Chloe Savage, Brandon Savage, Caitlin Savage, and Rob DeCruz. New music by Ross Gruet and me, Lauren Savage. Thanks to Resonate Recordings, who mixes and masters all of our podcast episodes. The Reading Bug is our family-owned, independent children's bookstore in California, and we are passionate about educating, entertaining, and engaging children of all ages. Learn more about us at thereadingbug.com and our personalized subscription box service at readingbugbox.com. Thank you.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.